Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Small Business Administration Chief Financial Officer Jennifer Main. Also joining our conversation is Steve Watson, partner in IBM's financial management practice. Jenny, can you describe for us what are the goals for your office in 2006?
Sure. Probably the primary goal is the maintaining our unqualified audit opinion that we were able to achieve in 2005. I'm very optimistic about that, but I also have a new auditor this year. So that just by its nature brings a new set of folks looking at the issues and having different perspectives. So certainly we're anticipating that we'll get feedback that, you know, of a different nature than we've gotten in the past. So maintaining the unqualified opinion is our top priority. We also have had a repeat material weakness for several years now, and that is really our target to get rid of that material weakness. We've taken a lot of action over the last few years, and I'm hoping that the cumulative effect of those is going to pay off this year in terms of eliminating that. The other big item that's on my radar screen is the implementation of the Sarbanes-Oxley type work for the federal government, the OMB Circular A-123. We started that last year like everyone else did, and I really want to get something valuable for the agency out of that. I don't want it to be a paperwork exercise. I want it to be something meaningful, and I think we're on track to do that, but that's been a real goal this year, is to make that add value at the agency and not be something that people are just feeling they have to do.
I want to go into this audit opinion because I think there's a wonderful story here. We understand that I believe it was in 2002 in your audit you did have a disclaimer, but by 2005 went back to an unqualified audit status. Can you describe some of the steps that SBA had to take to improve controls to get to unqualified?
Sure. The cornerstone kind of the problem of the disclaimed audit opinion was that SBA had done a series of asset sales where we sold loans, primarily defaulted but in some cases performing loans. And over time, the sales were between 99 and 2002. And over time, it became clear that the books that we were keeping, the accounting books, were not reflecting that we were making money on the sales. And yet the budget tools that we were using, the budget models, were showing that we were making money on the sales. And I have to add that we were following the guidance that OMB has in its circular for how you do this type of thing. But it was complicated. It was a difficult problem, and it was complicated, and we were not – by late 2002 when I got there, it was clear that our accounting situation was very out of whack. I mean, in effect, the loans that were left on the books had to be valued at more than 100% of the return. In other words, borrowers were going to pay us $120 for every $100 they owed us, which simply couldn't be true. So that was kind of the cornerstone of the issue that got the disclaimer. And we had to resolve that issue itself, which we did through a team effort. We brought in experts from consulting firms. I obviously, from my experience at OMB and credit accounting, had a lot of expertise to add. And we worked with OMB. We actually asked them to be a partner with us in resolving that issue. So we worked through that and got those things resolved. And then separately, I really felt like we also had to look at what was it that allowed this to happen. And really, we needed to address the culture in the CFO's office. So we did it primarily by creating teams. We created two teams, one for all loan programs, credit issues in the CFO's office. And really, anyone who works on credit issues within the CFO's office is a member of the credit team. And we met biweekly, and I could give you a lot of details about exactly how we did it and what we did. But our goal was to expand communication and accountability. Collectively, we identified what the key issues were, and then we divided ourselves up into subteams and held ourselves responsible for getting those issues resolved. And that meant that everyone who was there had a role in finding solutions. And I think it really worked well just at a lot of levels in terms of getting folks involved in a constructive way to solve problems, empowering ourselves that we could solve problems and address the issues, and communication. If something was going on and someone knows about it in a pocket of our organization and 2 or 3 months later, and they don't say anything, 2 or 3 months later it comes back as an issue, the whole group was willing to hold that person accountable for not having communicated and participated and worked through the issues. So we broke down the silos. The budget, you know, team, the accounting team, the financial reporting team would, you know, when I got there, sort of pointing fingers at each other. We broke those silos down and we said, we're all on the CFO's team. Collectively, we have to figure out how to solve these issues. So that was really, to me, the way that we moved from over a 3-year period from 2002 with the disclaimed opinion all the way up to the 2005.
A specific question. We understand that you also had to, aside from the asset sales valuation method, which I think you needed to work on, was that you improved the cash and tracking of loan performance. Can you describe that a little bit?
Sure. When I got there, we really didn't have adequate reports on what was happening, particularly, as I mentioned, we have the $60 billion loan portfolio. And what that means is we have cash coming in every month, fees and repayments of loans, all sorts of different potential sources of funds that are coming in to our account there, as well as funds that are going out, payment of defaults, payment for care and preservation of collateral, for example. And the fund that these loans are in, it's called a financing account in budget terms. And it's technically a non-budgetary account because you've accounted for the cost on the budget front in the what's called a program account. So these financing accounts don't have all the same controls on them that a traditional budget account would have. And the problem was that the team that was there at the time didn't have adequate knowledge of what was coming in and what's going out. In fact, when I got there that summer, I'm happy to say it happened a month or two before I got there, we overdrew the account by $50 million that they paid out. And so they clearly did not have enough knowledge about that. And so we instituted a really tight monthly report. I'll say it took us literally a year and a half to get the report to where it should have been, you know, honing it and improving it. But we have a really tight monthly report now that everyone takes a look at and understands exactly what's coming in each month, what's going out. And if you do that and you break it down by your loan programs, you can really understand, are we on track for the defaults that we expected to occur this year? Are we on track for the fees that we expected to get? How are we doing on recoveries? And you can do that by every program that you have. And that's really helped us in our long-term modeling that we have to do to understand what the costs of these programs are. Obviously, loan programs, by their nature, you make a loan today, you expect to get paid back, but you don't know until year 3, 4, 5 whether the borrower is really going to do that. So we're constantly modeling these long-term liabilities. And having much better data, much more accessible, has really improved the models that we have. And I think that's also been a big part of eliminating our disclaimed audit opinion. And we also had a material weakness in that area, and that was eliminated in 2005 as well.
Jenny, I read your auditor's report before coming here, and they had strong praise for the corrective actions that you've implemented and the financial improvements you've made, yet SBA is still not at the green status on the PMA. What additional improvements are needed to get to green?
Well, the last remaining item is this repeat material weakness in financial reporting. And there were a number of items in our audit recommendation list, particularly setting up, for example, change control process around accounting. That's an example. I feel like we sort of had some miscellaneous weaknesses last year. Certain items that the auditors found that they weren't comfortable with. My hope is that we've addressed all of those, and we really feel like we have a solid quality assurance process in place. They recommended that we continue to improve our quality assurance. We did hire an additional credit accountant this year, and with the A123 internal control initiative, we've also done more of our own testing and our own analysis in the financial reporting front. Another thing we've been doing is, most agencies have been doing this to meet the accelerated financial statement deadlines, is quarterly the level of quality assurance and analysis that you're doing quarterly has really increased. Things that we used to just do at the end of the year, now we're doing quarterly. You catch a problem much easier earlier in the year than you had before. I don't think we have a pervasive weakness that I can see. So I think we have some smaller issues that last year our auditor felt like we had enough small ones that they added up to enough of a big thing that they didn't want to say, okay, the material weakness is gone. I've been of the view that we're there, and we'll see. We have our new auditor coming in, and I'm actually very much looking forward to getting their views on how we're doing and in comparison to the other agencies they worked with.
Well, good luck with moving to green this year. Moving away now from the audit and the financial reporting to your additional responsibilities to work with program managers, better support the business. What steps are you taking there to help the program managers better operate at SBA?
Best way I can answer that is to sort of tell you my philosophy about that role, which is I feel very strongly that the CFO's office is a support office. And I'm excited. You read articles today about CFOs getting a seat at the table. And I'm excited about being, you know, perceived as having a strong role in an agency. But I really want us to use that to empower the program offices to be responsible for their programs and to ensure that they're getting results that they have established. I don't want to be the one setting up goals and telling them that they have to meet them, and then hearing from them that they don't believe in the goals. I want them to establish the goals, and then we'll help hold them accountable. We'll give them tools, try to give them resources. But the whole point is to have – they're the program managers. They know the programs best, and I want to support and help them in achieving what they've identified as the best way to achieve the agency's mission. So that's really my philosophy about it. you know, the best example I have is this year with the A123, the internal control situation. We did a sit-down kind of qualitative assessment with each of the managers in the main program areas and said, what's keeping you up at night? What's happening in your area that makes you worried? And we identified a couple critical ones, and we've used the contractor that the CFO's office had hired to do this implementation to go in and do extra testing and create recommendations for them about what they could do to address some of those issues. So really to make it practical and valuable for them that they'd have something additional to say when the IG or someone else comes and says, hey, what have you done about this? And we've helped them solve a real tangible problem that they identified that they were worried about. Is a big thing for me. I want them to have ownership of those types of things, the goals and the issues.
Following up on that, did ownership of data change or processes or the way the CFO interacts with the program offices?
Well, it's interesting. The data ownership, we were actually the last couple of years, the CFO's office has expanded the amount of data that we kind of are tracking for our performance and accountability report, so the annual report that the agency has to do, like all federal agencies. And one of my big goals this year is to trim back that data that we'll say we're going to track. And if the program offices want to use the data that we've been collecting for their own management purposes, then great. But if they don't, then we shouldn't be tracking it. I think we've accumulated some data in the last few years that we've taken on ownership of, and I'm trying to push it back out. I want them to be the owners of it because that's where the quality is going to come from. If they use it, the data quality will be good because they'll care about it and they'll notice when something is askew. If they don't use it, it could take a long time for someone to notice that there's a problem with the data if no one's using it, keeping an eye on it.
Moving beyond basic scorekeeping, do you work with the organization to actually help them achieve their goals?
Definitely. SBA is a very small agency, and literally the headquarters, the whole management team is in one building on five floors. So I see the folks that I work with, I see them at the management meetings, and I see them down at the lunch counter. And I've developed, I think, pretty good relationships with them. As I'm working through them, with them, I'm trying to keep my eye on what tools do they need, what things do they need that I can help them with.
Jenny, we talk with many of our guests about this topic of ownership, of working together in collaboration. What kinds of partnerships are you developing now to improve the operations or the outcomes at SBA? And how will partnerships with other federal agencies or the private sector, for that matter, change over time?
I guess I have two different answers for that question. In the first answer, SBA is very much about delivering its products through its partners. Almost all of our programs are delivered through the lending community and, as I mentioned, the small business development companies around the country. Partnership with the private sector is really what we're about. We can't afford to be having a lot of one-on-one relationships with small businesses. So the entire model of the agency's delivery mechanisms has changed to this partnership notion. And we actually engage in some discussions internally about, is the customer the lending community or is the customer the small business? And obviously, the small business is the ultimate customer, but we recognize that those partners in the private sector are the ones really delivering the services. So we're focused on both. So it's been that's a big area for SBA. In the CFO's office in particular, I would also add, and I think this is also happening across other federal agencies, we are recognizing that there are areas of expertise that we can just leverage private sector expertise. We don't have to do it ourselves. This notion of outsourcing, hosting. SBA moved to shift its administrative accounting system to – we outsourced it to through a competitive bidding process. And that has worked out very well for us. And I think we'll continue to do that. And we're looking for more opportunities to outsource the hosting of our major systems and potentially even some of the core functions that are repeat commercial operations that could be done anywhere. In this budget environment, which is just extremely tight, and anyone who pays attention to what's happening to the budget can see that 10 years from now, it's only going to get worse. We have to be finding ways to lower our costs, and that the outsourcing, working with the private sector, is absolutely a top priority for us.
How is SBA integrating budget and performance information? We will ask CFO Jenny Maine to share the details with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.